so fast that now everything was overrun by them, and she would be obliged to take the cat home again. The young woman told her that the cat went away the same day it had come, and she had supposed it had gone home. The old woman said it had not, and that nothing could compensate her for the loss of it, for she had reared it herself, that there was never before seen such a cat for catching mice, that a cat, spotted as that one was seldom found, and that it was of the rare breed which gives rise to the common saying, a coal-black cat with snowy loins is worth its weight in silver coins, and that the weight of her cat was 200 ounces. The young woman was greatly surprised by this estimate of the value of the lost cat, and went to her father-in-law and related all that had occurred. The father-in-law, knowing the character of the old woman, could neither eat nor sleep, so harassed was he by the expectation that she would worry his daughter-in-law till the 200 ounces of silver should be paid. The young woman, being a newcomer, thought but lightly of the matter, till the old woman came again and again to make mention of the cat. When it became apparent that she must defend herself, the young woman asked her father-in-law if he had ever lent anything to the old woman, and when he said he could not remember having lent anything, she begged him to think carefully and see if he could not recall the loan of a tool, a dish, or a faggot. He finally recollected that he had lent to her an old wooden ladle, but he said it originally cost but a few farthings and was certainly not worth speaking about. The next time the old woman came for the amount due for her cat, the young woman asked her to return the borrowed ladle. The old woman said that the ladle was old and valueless, that she had allowed the children to play with it, and that they had dropped it in the dirt, where it had lain until she picked it up and used it for kindlings. The bride responded, "You expect to enrich yourself and your family by means of your cat. I and my family also want money. Since you cannot give back the ladle, we will both go before the magistrate and present our cases. If your cat is adjudged to be worth more than my ladle, I will pay you the excess, and if my ladle be worth more than your cat, then you must pay me." Being sure that the cat would, by any judge, be considered of greater value than the ladle, the old woman agreed to the proposition, and the two went before the magistrate. The young woman courteously gave precedence to the elder, and allowed her to make the accusation. The old woman set forth her case, and claimed 200 ounces of silver as a compensation for the loss of the cat.